This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Mike Bell, we got a lot to get to, but I couldn't be more excited about the NFL season getting underway. That's right. Camps open up this week. Falcons on Thursday. Mike and I will be up at Flowery Branch covering it all for you. Of course, all of our shows live up there. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy. But you got to be excited about this. And Atlanta, we have a reason to be excited about this. 404-726-0929. We're starting here today because, Mike, we're shifting gears. It's not that we're not going to talk about the Braves. That's silly. We're going to continue to talk about them. They lost 2 or 3 to the Yankees, had a shot to do something over the weekend, didn't get it done. But with football now front and center, I got to tell you, the excitement level, people are asking, what are the Falcons going to do? I know you're getting it. Everybody's right. Talking about Michael Penix and the expectations. And by the way, there is real pressure for Raheem Morris to do something this year.
Right. Look, you got to make the playoffs, guys. You can't go 8 seasons and I go, this would be year 4 because you started, remember, in 2021. So you got to have those general managers team in the playoffs. Otherwise, I think Arthur Blank will have that conversation. And then if you're Raheem, you might be going out the door with the GM. Now, again, let's first focus on the positive. We got a really good football team. We got a lot of studs on offense. We think we've got some studs on defense, but the proof will be in the pudding. But the rest of the country is like, not sure about us. That's why they've got us somewhere in like the 20s, you know, of all the teams in the NFL, because they got to see us prove it, especially knowing how we finished last season. But I think Falcon fans know what we've got. I think Falcon fans are also excited. I got this weekend because you get to be at camp. Last year was a strange year. You didn't get to see the troops. And this year, camps open up. All the capital improvements at Flowery Branch have been complete. So we'll be up there, and then we'll be doing the show at Hooters Mall of Georgia in Buford, man. Can't wait. Coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, and here's what's funny. Ray McLeod, you guys remember Ray Ray, right? He was doing an interview on Pro Football Network, and he said, this is what he said, quote, I've watched Michael Penix every day for the last year at practice, and I'm ready to see him go into an experienced year and a polished year and see how far this goes. Go all the way to the Super Bowl. Now, again, I'm not over-exaggerating this statement. What he's telling you is what we haven't seen. What he's telling you is what DBs were saying last year when he got run at practice, and they were like, he's ready. And we weren't getting a chance to see him. And Ray McLeod's like, look, I watched him all year long do things at practice that we were all wowed by. And he's not putting a statement on the Falcons going to the Super Bowl, but what he's telling you is the players, Mike, I think in that locker room know what they have in Michael Penix. And I don't think that they're like, oh, crap, here we go. You know, man, we're going from this to that, that there's a level of fall off. Nobody feels that way. As a matter of fact, some of them feel like the level of play is going to be better.
And that's what we got to hope for, man. And look, we've seen 3 games, okay? You had the Commanders game, which I put a lot of stock into because the stakes were high and the pressure was high. It's national television, Sunday Night Football. The Giants game, he had a throw in the red zone. It wasn't his fault. You know, we talked about Pitts kind of batting the ball. That was a pick. So when you look at his numbers, you know, yeah, he had some interceptions, but I think the rookie, you know, expectations are still, you know, you got to temper it because he's still going to have some learning curve. He's going to have some mistakes. He's a gunslinger. You know, he made those throws. He's going to continue to do that. But how does Zach Robinson get him through the first few games? Tough schedule. You spent a lot of time on that Friday talking about how tough not just the first four, the first six games are this team.
Yeah, look, and tempering expectations, I'm glad you used that phrase, because if you look at the first six, I said Friday, if you missed it, and this is where I'm at. Now, until the season gets underway, we go 500 through the first six, I'm going to feel really good about this team. If we're better than that, so be it, and then maybe we can feel a lot better about where this team may be headed. But I just feel like it's daunting, and the fact that we play two teams in their home opener, you know, both on the road in Carolina and the Vikings, I think it's going to be a tough go. 404-726-0929, talking about the Falcons training camp getting underway. And look, we're just setting the tone for you. We're going to talk about this over the next four and a half weeks. Preseason game, guys, I think the first one, Day-Day, is like August 8th, right? And so we're going to get into preseason here pretty quickly. And I think Mike and I will be discussing how much do you want to see Michael Penix in the preseason. We've gone over this the last few years, whether it was Desmond Ridder, okay, that was a joke. Whether it was Kirk Cousins coming off the injury, well, that didn't play out too well. And now we've got the new franchise quarterback who was drafted high. How much do you want to see him?
Yeah, it made no sense that Arthur Smith didn't give Ridder all the reps he could possibly have had, but that was on him. He's gone. And now last year with Coach, I think we know in hindsight now that he didn't have Michael Penix Jr. out there because you want him dazzling the fans in preseason and further ticking off Kirk Cousins, whatever that weirdness was. But again, that's also in the rearview mirror. But I would like to think you're going to use this preseason to give him as many reps as possible. Obviously, protect him. You're going to have him out there with guys that can protect you. You're not going to have him out there with a second-team offensive line. But don't you think we're going to see Penix in all the games? If it's just one series for Penix in this preseason, I'm going to be losing my mind, you know? By the way, I don't know what the weather is doing by you. We got a little tsunami rolling through. Just as I made that point for emphasis, it was like hammer of the gods. Thor just dropped one right over here in Midtown. Holy cow.
Yeah, on my way in, lightning. Have you ever been driving and lightning like strikes in front of you? It'll scare the crap out of you. Like a huge bolt came down. And I was like, ooh, that's scary. And then this rain hit in Midtown. But, yeah, man, if you're out and about, be careful. Here's the deal for me, Mike. I'm with you as far as how much they should play them. I don't know how many snaps that is or plays. Bottom line is, get enough that we all feel comfortable. And, like, that's the point. I don't think anybody's been comfortable over the last few years when it comes to the preseason and our quarterback play. This hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard, as we discuss the ongoing battles that'll be happening at camp. Also, and there are some battles, by the way. I mean, there's some things we're going to be paying attention to. And then, obviously, the things that are going to be front and center, Mike. Vegas says 7.5 wins. Camp starts this week, right? Teams report today, tomorrow, majority of the teams on Wednesday, which include ours, and then boom, you know, as we said, things start on Thursday. 7.5 is what Vegas is saying. You buy that? Because I think we're better than 7.5 wins.
Well, that's the schedule, and that's when we got into it on Friday's show. I mean, you got a real, you know, tough schedule. And even though, yes, it'll all shake out, some teams that we think are going to be good will be going the other way. There'll be some injuries. By the way, Will Levis is already out. See that for the Titans?
Yeah.
Now, again, Cam Ward's going to be the quarterback. Kirk Cousins would never sign off. We'll talk more about that coming up at 3 o'clock. But getting back to the schedule, it's a bit of a beast. So I think they're looking at that. They don't know what we think we know about Penix. They've looked at Penix and saying, hey, he could be Jaden Daniels. He could be something else. But I think that Vegas is looking at us saying, we don't go and get the quarterback. We've got rookies are an unproven entity. That's why we're 7.5.
All right.
I mean, I think I'm going to stay with 10. And I don't want to sound like a homer, but I think, you know, last year, you know, you should have been. That was a 10 or 11 win team. Your Cousins doesn't have his meltdown.
Yeah, it should have been. I mean, hell, we were 6-3. You could have crawled your way to the finish line, and you couldn't get it done with some of the games that you just gave away. If Cousins doesn't throw four picks in the Chargers game, what happens? There's so many of those moments last year. What we're hoping is those ifs turn for us this season. Now, as we talk about the Falcons, and we will continue this conversation throughout the show, guys, and throughout the week as we lead up to training camp, the conversation about our Braves is pretty simple. What is Double A going to do? This is done. We've talked about it. You know it. We know it. If you didn't know it, Saturday night proved it to you again when they were up 5-0 and then 7-2 and then lost 12-9.
We can't get enough.
So, what is Alex Anthopoulos going to do? 43-55, fourth worst record in the NL, 12.5 back. This is who we are. So, we come out of the break. You hope to get some momentum. Let's get these Yankees. And you lose 2 out of 3. I think, Mike, when we start talking about the future of this team and how many moves are going to be made, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is what I believe. They're not trading a lot of guys. As a matter of fact, do not be surprised if they add to this team. And what I mean by that is, Mike, you're looking to next season. You're already looking at 2026 and evaluating how can we improve this team. So, guys, here's the deal. Everybody wants to trade Ozuna, and I heard this all weekend. Dukes, we're going to get rid of Ozuna. Guys, you don't get a lot of return on guys who have contracts that are ending. Teams want salary control, number one.
Right.
Number two, he says he's fine. The hip was a concern earlier in the year. Don't know where that's at. But if you think you're going to go get like a number one starter for Marcell Ozuna, it's not happening. So the idea of like, well, what do you get in return? The only thing you get in return for moving Marcell Ozuna is salary relief.
That's it. You're not going to get the big prospects.
And Mike, we're top 10, top 8 salary as far as Major League Baseball payroll. Braves don't care about salary relief right now. They're trying to put a contender together. So that idea like, okay, let's just trade Marcell to go get a frontline starter, that's not happening. The Ozzie situation, as much as we've been frustrated with him, this is what I believe. They're not trading him either. He's cheap. You're not going to trade a guy that basically is, you're going to save $3 million if you buy him out and pick up the option. I mean, it makes no sense, Mike. So I don't think any of those things are happening. I would not be surprised if they add to what they already have.
Yeah, I mean, I know that everybody, we say it's kind of like trading baseball cards. Braves fans, we were talking about this last week. Guys think we'll get you're not going to get a big take for Ozuna. You know, and teams are going to know that he's had the hip issue, and you almost need him to get out there, Carl, and showcase that he still can do some things to maybe increase the market value. If there's a team which maybe gets an injury between now and the trade deadline, so basically we got, what, just less than 2 weeks?
31st.
That's their only hope.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody comes out and needs an extra bat, and they feel that Ozuna can crank it up. He's strictly a DH, obviously. Not going to, you know, play him in the field. We know that. But, yeah, you might get, what, a pitching prospect? One?
Maybe.
If you're lucky, you know, so that's where we're at. The one guy that would bring you a bigger haul is Sean Murphy, but I don't think they're ever going to move off of Sean Murphy.
Yeah, look.
They want to see what they got with Baldwin as the DH in the short term. And look, and Murphy, as much as I don't like Murphy, Murphy and Baldwin are a really solid platoon/tandem. They're putting up decent numbers. You know, I mean, the clutch metric is there to a degree.
Sure.
With runners in scoring position, so they're not going to mess with it.
Well, it's gotten better. It wasn't always there this season, and which is an argument we've had. But here's the deal with Murph, and you're right. I don't think they're coming off of him either. But catcher position in baseball fundamentally is it's a two-player position. It's the only position on the field that you literally go, nobody plays 162 at catcher. Zero. So if you believe what they're doing right now, Mike, over the last 3 or 4 games or whatever coming out of the break with Baldwin DHing and Murphy catching, this is a way to get both bats in the lineup. And again, I think they still believe in Murph, even if we haven't. And I know you and I have gone around and around on it. But I just want Braves fans, speaking of tempering your expectations, Mike said it earlier, temper that. Because this thing is not going to be blown up. They're not trading away guys that have reasonable deals, and they're certainly not trading away guys that they have under contract, Mike, that they have salary control with. If you're talking about getting rid of Iglesias, let me ask you, Braves fans, what are you getting for arguably the worst closer right now in Major League Baseball? His ERA is 6. He gave up basically the game-winning grand slam the other night. What are you getting for Iglesias?
Nothing. I mean, again, you may get a double A. I mean, who knows? A pitching prospect. I think that's why when we talk about buyers or sellers, the farm system, whatever if you agree with the evaluations or the rankings, Carl, where the Braves farm system is, Alex has moved pieces in an effort to try to put a team together that can win. The window right now, it's not like the window's closed. You still got Acuna, one of the best players in the league. You still have Austin Riley. You know, we talked about what you've got in the young stars like Baldwin. You still have, you know, you believe in Strider, you know, knock wood. So you still can, it's not like you're going to do a complete overhaul, but I think they got to make some hard decisions about refitting this team. I think Ozzie's a big question about that moving forward. But right now, the only thing that you have that would get anybody interested would be Murphy. And as I said, that's really not going to be an option.
Yeah.
You'll get negligible returns, but you will get something. And this is where you hope your scouting department, you know, is going to drive a hard bargain if you can get anything for Iglesias.
Again, they're not moving Ozzie. That's where I'm at. We'll see. It's just too cost prohibitive to do that. And by the way, if you really want to do something, go look at the guys that you want to replace Ozzie with. And you'll see it's a crap market. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up. Follow us on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We're coming back. We've got a lot to get into, including total dominance. That's what it was over the weekend. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It is Dukes and Bell. We were just talking off air, not only about the Falcons, because training camp starts this week, but I don't know if you guys saw it or not. A couple people hit me up, and they said, man, can't wait till you and Bell talk about this tomorrow, which was yesterday. And it is Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts getting ready, catching balls from our quarterback. And our quarterback, Michael Penix, said, the whole gang's out here. Now, this is workout music for you guys who may not be aware.
Or it's a comeback montage. I can see him, you know, hitting the gym, running on the beach. That's Pitts right. Is coming back bigger and better than ever in a montage.
Exactly right. Mike, so it shows Michael Penix, this video, had about, I don't know how many likes it has now, all right? And I'm not crazy on likes, whatever. 3,600 on Instagram. It's probably a lot more because, again, Falcon fans get aware and they go, look! He's out there with Penix. This is great.
He's working and a training and working real hard. 25's a make or break year for the star.
That's exactly what this music sounds like.
in a montage.
So, I just said to Day-Day, our executive producer, for me, all this was is like Pitts being thrown a ball, and to Mike's point, like a snapshot. He catches it, and then that's it. We didn't see him running crisp routes. We didn't see him working DBs over, Mike. It's like he gets thrown a ball, and he smiles. But quick, and he catches it.
You got quick editing. Whoever did this, man. Very, very sharp editing process. Look, there's Drake London. Poof. There's Pitts.
That's
poof.
It. That's
he's
it.
Catching and he's working and he's running real hard. Telling all the critics, shut up. I'm a star.
That's right. That's what this sounds like.
I'm Kyle Pitts.
So, after a dynamic rookie season, highest rated tight end ever, battled through some tough times, you guys know, largely was a non-factor last season. So, look, we're making fun. But do we give him some credit for at least being out there with Michael Penix? I mean, I guess. But, Mike, am I supposed to be hyped about this video? Am I supposed to be super excited about this?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, he's out there. And, look, all we can ask is Pitts does the job. I think we've seen from all the free agents, or not free agents, guys getting their options picked up and contract extensions last week, that all of a sudden, man, our skill position department is going to take up a big chunk of salary cap. So, hope Pitts balls out. I'm kind of more looking forward to the compensatory pick we're going to get when he signs with somebody else, because I have a hard time figuring out how we're going to keep him, sign Drake, and sign Bijan to the contracts they're going to earn, right?
47 balls, 74 targets last season, 602 yards. So, again, those numbers are okay, but we should be talking about 800 to 1,000 yards easily with Kyle Pitts each and every year. But at the end of the day, Mike, he was playing less than 50% of the offensive snaps last year down the stretch. Remember, that was the other thing. It's not just he wasn't catching the ball as much as we wanted. He wasn't playing as much as we thought he might be at the end of the season. You like this music?
I may have had a foot injury. Don't you worry, because I'm coming back stronger than ever.
Right.
In a hurry.
In a hurry. 404-726-0929. You seen this video?
I'm back.
You seen this video? What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you think, man? Day, what do you think of this hype video?
So I was telling Carl, like you said, we talked about it.
Not the actual soundtrack, but
I mean, the only thing, like you guys said, like there was no clips of him actually running a route. Like, only takeaway for me was, oh, he's hanging out with Penix and
this
Drake
London.
This is
so 80s. I'm sorry. This is just so 80s.
So flash dance,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It's, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. I saw it. You guys wanted us to talk about it. Here we are. What does it mean? What does it equate to when camp rolls around this week? I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
As we said, you know, the best case scenario, please kill this music I'm having. All I can think of in the background is Jane Fonda in leg warmers and people doing aerobics in the background. That's what I got in my mind this whole time. But no, it's a great job, Warren. No, it's just, if he balls out, great. But as I said, don't you think there's a pecking order now for who's going to get paid on this team? And now Pitts is below Bijan and below Drake as far as the contract. Because if he balls out this year, you know, you could franchise tag him. They may just say, hey, you know, go. Here's, you know, the mazel tov and go make a deal somewhere else. And as I said, you get a compensatory pick. I mean, how do you think they look at him? I mean, is he even in their future? Or is the die cast with all the things we've heard from the coach and from the general manager and from his offensive coordinator about, you know, that nonsense, hope we're seeing the best Pitts he can be, which is always code for do the work, man.
Yeah, I just watched the video again. I don't know. I'm not impressed.
So,
I mean, look, I love that Michael Penix has got his guys out there. That matters. Okay?
And he's hanging with the quarterback.
Correct. That does matter. And you're talking about chemistry and all this stuff that we always complain about. But the idea, like, I'm supposed to get hype about this video, and D-Led, stop it. D-Orlando Ledbetter, stop it. We're going to see you on Thursday. Looks like Kyle's ready for training camp. No, he's not.
Well, I heard he had that foot issue. They couldn't trade him if they wanted to.
Come on. I mean, he ran some routes against air. You guys are tripping.
We were kind of getting a little confused by the Falcons discussing or not discussing what specific injury he had when he missed the mandatory minicamp.
Concerning.
Other than we got from guys like Mark Remondi and eventually from D-Led that it was kind of a foot strain.
Yeah, it was concerning. All right, you guys can let us know what you think, man. Got to mention this and talk about it because it's as dominant as we've seen since a guy named Tiger. It's that simple. Scottie Scheffler wins the Open Championship. Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And, Mike, I always want drama in these tournaments. There was none.
The only excitement was it number 8 or 9 where he's in this bunker and he can't get the, we've all been there. He's got the ball, comes back. He just misses clearing the bunker and it comes back and he takes the double bogey. But that's about it. And even then, you just, no disrespect to the other guys out there, but you didn't really feel anybody was going to make that charge. You know, a couple of the Georgia players, you know, Georgia golf alum, certainly were in the mix. I thought one of the great comebacks was Bryson DeChambeau from looking like, a lot of guys would have quit, if we're honest. They would have mailed it in round two, but he battled back and actually got in the top five, which I thought was great. But you're right, Scheffler is just in the zone. And the conditions, we were all told that the rain was going to come, the winds and the bad weather that was supposed to happen on Sunday just never materialized, and he made the most of it.
Scottie Scheffler, 9 titles, 2 green, his second green jacket, won the Players' Championship, had Olympic gold. That was 2024. This year, fast forward, and now all of a sudden, Mike, he picks up his 4th major. And again, the way he's doing this, he's just beating the field up. And I said to Mike today, he went into Rory's backyard and beat the snot out of him. Like, everybody there wanted Rory to win. They were hoping that he could do something and drop some putts. He couldn't do that. But as far as his ascension to golf's number one and you know where he ranks, all that stuff, the cool thing for me is he's 29 years old and everybody's talking about Tiger. Let me tell you how dominant Tiger was. Tiger had his 4th major 5 years earlier than what we're watching Scottie Scheffler.
But hold on now. Hold on now. 4th major title took 1,197 days, which is the exact same duration as it took Tiger Woods.
He's 5 years younger.
But I'm saying, yeah, he might have been a – Tiger was a phenom, and we know what happened. Remember, Tiger also wins the Masters in 97, decides, oh, I'm going to redevelop my swing, and all that came with that. Remember, people thought he was crazy. Tiger says, I'll be even better once I redevelop my swing. So, I mean, everyone gets there in their own way. I'm just saying, if you go from you know calendar days, it is kind of interesting that Tiger and Scottie are on the same number.
If he keeps this pace – He, and again, it's hard. We don't know what happens. We don't know how things shake out. But if he keeps this pace, he'll have 12 majors by the time he's 38. That's what they're talking about right now. Because you're not going to win them all.
Right.
So even with that, he's still not with the 15 or 18 majors of Jack and Tiger. But he's in elite company right
Remember,
now.
Remember, but you know, you got to see, how does it happen? Is, you know, you got to obviously combat injury. Look what happened to Rory. Remember, Rory got off like a house of fire. Then he went like a decade without winning another major until he, and even nearly blew the Masters. And with Rory, there's always one round. You and I were talking about it. I think for you and me, it was Thursday. It wasn't that he was terrible. He just didn't take advantage of the holes that were those par fives. Rory just missed. He should be, you know, in a position for an eagle on every one of those par fives the way he plays. And that just didn't happen. So there's the difference between Rory getting up there and being on the same plane with Scottie in this tournament.
Let's hear Scottie Scheffler, the par on 18 that wins it.
And Scottie Scheffler has his Open Championship and the 3rd leg of golf's Grand Slam.
Yeah, and by the way, he was so nonchalant. That was the other thing, right? I mean, he made this look really easy. Here's what he said about executing shots. To Mike's point, no pressure put on him, even with the guy he was playing with.
Yeah, Ha-Tong Lee fell apart early.
I had no expectation that Lee was going to make a couple of shots and be like, oh, here he comes. It didn't happen. Here's Scottie Scheffler.
Good experience. You know, winning major championships is always really difficult, and I knew today was going to be another challenging day, and I just did my best to go out there and try and execute shots, and you know, fortunately today I got to a better start than I did at the PGA and was able to give myself some space and kind of hold on to that lead for most of the day.
He does not blow 54-hole leads, and the other guy we were just talking about didn't do it either. Won 10 straight tournaments now, Mike, where he has had the 54-hole lead. And that was what the situation was going into Sunday.
And by the way, I said top five. It was top 10 for Bryson DeChambeau. He finished at 10th, tied for 10th. Rory finished tied for 7th. But as you said, and McIntyre, he kind of wilted away. We talked to, you know, Matt Fitzpatrick had some moments. He'd won a U.S. Open. But, yeah, it was Scheffler's show.
A bunch of guys at 10 under right there, right? I mean, everybody seemed bunched up, but nobody could make the run that they needed. And that was the only mistake that you're talking about out of the bunker
number
that
eight.
He made.
Right, number 8, and then that's it. And then the British press, because the British press is tabloid press for the most part, like, oh, like so what's he supposed like, he's just not that personality. He's not going to sit there and spin plates and, you know, sit there and go, whoa, and spike the trophy. He's, look, you said it on Friday. He's faith is a big part of his life. He talked about the big picture. He talked about, you know, golf is just a part of his life. And maybe that's not what the Brits want to hear, but he put it out there. I respect that.
Look, I think Scottie's grounded. This is why he has a chance. I mean, the age is the age. But, look, guys, we know you can play to your 50. So if that's the case on tour, if I told you he's got, you know, in his prime, 10 more years of this, look out. because he's grounded. He is right where he wants to be, and he doesn't have, Mike, any distractions, or because, at least that we know about.
You know, you look at, like, not trying to cherry pick, but a guy like Brooks Koepka. Koepka went to LIV Golf, and some guys like John Rahm. Media's up their butt and is messing with their heads. Brooks Koepka's also had some injuries. He didn't even make the cut. But that's another guy. For a minute there, he's on pace. Wow, Brooks Koepka's going to have 12 mate. Nope. Now, all of a sudden, he can't find his game, right? And John Rahm, I mean, he's battled back, and he's always on the leaderboard, but you're wondering if he's ever going to get back to, you know, major winning form.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, because here's the deal. We all said, is somebody going to grab golf like this, like the other guy just did? This is as close as we've seen. Rory didn't do this, right? We kept thinking, who's gonna just grab a hold and, like, be that guy? Scotty Scheffler's become that guy. 404-726-0929. As we talk about what else is going on, Mike, Chris Paul rejoining the Clippers. You had talked about him potentially, right? Maybe the Hawks being interested. One-year deal. It'll be his 21st season, by the way.
I just thought he'd be a nice piece, you know, with his defense off the bench. But they believe, like, Summer League is Summer League, but Bufkin did look good for the Hawks in Summer League. But Chris Paul may be a little too rich, saving some money for maybe something else.
Here he comes, Kyle Pitts. I believe it when I see it. Coming up, we got more training camp preview, guys.
Drago, you killed Apollo. Going to be in the snow, training real hard.
We're going to rate the confidence per position group. That's right. D-line, quarterbacks, O-line, running backs. We'll break that down as we head to training camp this week. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Falcons training camp's coming starting Thursday, continuing through August 13th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-site Falcons training camp coverage, guys. The morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when practice wraps up, join your boys, Dukes and Bill, right here. Hooters at Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by our friends at Rolex Real Mowers, that is. The best grass in your neighborhood. And by Peachtree Pest Control for your hometown pest pros since 1976. And by Window Nation, windownation.com. Call 866-90-NATION. Live coverage from Falcons training camp starts Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With that, we are looking at our confidence level in the position groups. And I just got to tell you something. My confidence level is high, very low, and then medium. High on the linebackers, high on the defensive backs, high on the offensive line, high on the running backs, high on the wide receivers, high on the quarterbacks. I am low on the special teams because is Young Wei Koo going to make field goals for us this year?
A great question. And we've talked about, something that you depend on like electricity. You don't think about it until it's out. And that was a guy that's been so money for us. And then last year cost us games. Talked about the Saints game. I'm in my heart of hearts. You know, if you got a regular 100% Young Wei Koo, we win that game against the Commanders.
Mike, we win three games probably, don't we?
All you needed to get to is about the 40, 35-yard line. Panthers could certainly have done that. That's where Coach Ra, in my opinion, mishandled the clock in that one. But that was a big game. That still kept us alive for the playoffs, man.
I know. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating, but as bad as Cousins played, I still feel like there were three games that we could have been in and maybe won with a Koo field goal if he was 100%. I'm being serious right now. You don't lead the league in missed field goals and tell me you're high on the special teams.
No,
I can't.
And Lenny Krieg for war, it's a field goal kicker war. I declare a kicker war. Yeah, it's going to be it, man. Lenny Krieg is a guy who's kicked over there in one of those German leagues that the NFL subsidizes, so he's over here to try to win the battle.
Yeah. Outside of that, being serious, guys, I know, and you're saying medium where? Medium on the D-line. Because here's the deal, and Mike has said this, and I'm totally in agreement with him. If this D-line is as good as advertised, then the defense is going to take a real step. I don't care how good the linebackers are. I don't care about how good Xavier Watts is going to be, and I love Xavier Watts. Mm-hmm. I don't care about what you've done with free agency, like the draft and Jalen Walker. The D-line right now, I'm not as high because they got to go prove it.
Right.
Offensive line has been one of the best offensive lines in the league for the last 2 years. Come on, man. Bijan, our running game, stop. I mean, like the wide receivers, I'm high on. That is where I'm medium right now. I'm not going to say low, but I'm medium on the D-line, Mike, because you – the D-line is going to be key.
Right. And again, this is why, you know, we focus so much on what we did in this year's draft. But go back to a year ago, this is where Rook Arororo really does need to be. I say it every year to Carl, be the Kool-Aid man. Be that guy who's just the disruptive force, breaking things up, allowing everybody else to do their jobs on that edge. No one really knows who Morgan Fox is. That's a free agent we picked up. We do have other guys on depth, but he's an edge rusher. As far as inside, Rook Arororo and Onyemata, Kentavious Street, Taquan Graham. That's kind of your depth chart and the rotation in the middle. That's, to me, I'm with you. I'm lukewarm on it right now.
That's the only place. I mean, like, we're going to find out here pretty quickly. Again, teams will test that D-line. They're going to test our linebackers. But I will say this. The linebackers, from a speed standpoint, if everybody's healthy, this is as fast as we've been in a long time. Like, you got guys that can run sideline to sideline. And, Mike, you went out and got Diablo. I mean, like, you have guys that can cover. So I'm higher on the linebackers. But the thing with those guys is health. So
right, again, we have not seen Troy Anderson in a minute, but and he's looking up technically at Divine Diablo, who we got from the Raiders as a free agent. But again, if you get a Ro, and Onyemata and the other guys in that rotation doing their job, that means the offensive line can't get to the second level, so you don't have to worry about, you know, Caden Ellis fighting off a lineman, so he can go freelance and do his thing.
Yeah, and again, Caden Ellis had a big year, led the team in tackles, and some people say it's a facade. I think that is all predicated on Rod using him in different ways and getting him in position to get to the football, because again, he became one of your, you know, pressure leaders at the end of the season and getting to the quarterback. Speaking of football, guys, Mark Schlitz on his way. He's going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as we'll get a chance to talk to Stink about all these things and much more. But yeah, I just feel like going in, if somebody said, hey, guys, how do you feel right now about our position groups? That's where I am. To Mike's point earlier, he said this, we got a really good team, guys. I know it's hard because we blew it last year, but when you start looking at the foundation of this team, you go, this is a good team. The question is the coaching, And can they put it together not just for a little stretch? Can you finish games when you need to? Right? Can you do the little things that make the difference in championship teams? And so that is what we have to find out. But the personnel, this is as good as we've had in a very long time.
Right. I mean, we always go back, to the 2016 team, and I think there's some similarities there. I think Leonard Floyd was a great signing for this team to add, you know, some experience. And a guy, you know, he's going to give you 8 or 9 sacks. I mean, that's his resume right there. But how does this new Jeff Ulbrich defense, because look, Jimmy Lake was just a bad hire. It was a bad fit. Get loose and do their thing. Secondary, still some questions about it. I mean, you go by the numbers, we don't really maybe see it, but Mike Hughes gets good ranks. He's he's considered one of the better corners, top 50 at least, in the league opposite A.J. Terrell. Excited about the young guys, but these are untested pieces. Xavier Watts is a ball hawk. Billy Bowman is a ball hawking guy, but this is their first year in the NFL.
All right, let's talk about something that went down. And look, we're not scanning the league every day and seeing what quarterback injuries are happening.
But
Will Levis is out for the season. Now, Will Levis was a guy that the Titans drafted early in the second round a couple of seasons ago. Thought he might be the guy. He is having shoulder ending surgery, right shoulder. It happened last year, and it's been aggravated. And so now he's like, I'm just going to have the surgery and be done. Remember, they drafted Cam Ward. And ironically, we've talked about all these other guys. Nobody's talking about Cam Ward. Matter of fact, I don't even think I've mentioned Cam Ward on this show for the last 3 months. I'm being real.
There's an article in Sporting News last week. He's like the first-round pick that, you said it, nobody is talking about because Shedeur Sanders, I mean, whatever Cam Ward, if Cam Ward goes and has a great rookie year, he can send a Christmas card to Shedeur Sanders for taking all the pressure off of him.
It's true. So Cam is there. But the reason why Mike and I are bringing this up, and we're saying, look, okay, here we go. First injury. If you're thinking Kirk Cousins would want to go to the Titans because he just wants out to be a backup to a first overall pick, he's going to a worse situation there than he would be here.
Right. It's the same situation which alienated him enough to feel that he had to tell the coaching staff he was fine when he wasn't because he had a guy over his shoulder. So, yeah, that's a no. You need a starting quarterback to get injured, much like – now, you don't want to wish this on anybody, but this is what we need between now and the trade deadline.
Yeah. So, bottom line is, this is one, I think, of, as we know, many injuries that are going to play out in the NFL. We don't wish that on anybody, but, you know, there are already people, oh, my God, Levis is hurt. This is where we need to send Cousins.
Nope.
That's not happening.
He's not going to sign off on it. He's got that control.
Yeah.
It's like, one thing, real quick, I know it's apples to oranges. We're talking about free agents or guys that have the ability to control where they're going. I meant to mention this at the top of the hour. Azuna, by the way, the way he's talking, is like he sounds like he's willing to do whatever the Braves are willing to do.
If they want to trade
him. Even though he has that 10-5 control, 10-year veteran, 5-year with one team, he can veto a trade. But it sounds like Azuna, by the way, has no problem with whatever the Braves decide.
No, I think he understands and he's reading the tea leaves. Like, at the end of the day, here's what he knows. He's not back here next year. He knows that. So why not go somewhere where I can, like, try to build up for a potential deal there and go somewhere if they're going to send me maybe to a contender? The problem is, again, little return on investment. And I'm just saying this for all you folks out there who just think, like, okay, Ozuna, he played well for us. Somebody wants him. When guys have expiring contracts, right, Teams know, all right, I'm renting this player, and he has the chance to go wherever he wants, especially if you have no intention of doing a deal with him. So I'm not going to give you a frontline starter for that situation. I'm not going to do that. Right. Now, I'll give you a frontline starter for a guy like Mike. You're going to give me a second baseman who I've got control over for the next 5 or 6 years that's growing and going to be a player? That's a different conversation.
Right.
For a guy like Marcell Ozuna, that's where the Braves are going. They're not between a rock and a hard place. It's just the nature of baseball when you make these deals.
Like, Ozzie's starting to catch a little bit of a spark, but if Ozzie, you know, was batting 250 and had like 16 home runs, you could trade him and do some, but again, you wouldn't want to trade him anyway because he's actually doing his job.
Yeah.
Last year with the injury, and then this year, as we said, just with the St. Louis series and what you saw at times against New York in Game 1, looks like Ozzie was maybe starting to come out of it. But yeah, there's just not really a big market value. Guy just said, what are you going to get? Carl just said it. You'll get a prospect. You know, whatever you do, this is where teams have to scout other teams and know what their system is. You seen the movie Moneyball? You know, I don't know if AA Carl is going to have a coffee filter filled with popcorn like Billy Bean's character played by Brad Pitt, but that's how you go, and you got to have your Jonah Hill character who knows what you're getting in return for these guys.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, we're all like, man, we got to do something. Not really.
Do what?
Not really.
You're the fourth worst team in the National League. I was going to save this for Guy Talk. Yeah, and that's official. You can run that. And I'm Mike Bell, and I approve that message.
Yeah.
Drunk Larry, God bless him. Yes, he's called Drunk Larry for a reason. Braves are winning on Saturday. He goes and puts $125 on him at 200-1.
On the game?
On the World Series.
Is he crazy?
Yes. Now, granted, Larry's about six Miller Lights into the afternoon in the hot sun, but I'm like, what are you, nuts? But Larry is kind of, I got to be honest, a cross-section of some of our audience who will not accept that the Braves are cooked. They will not accept that this team is done. We're not done to go win a World Series, but we're done for this year. Guys aren't hitting, and if you do get the hitting like they did on Saturday, your bullpen was horrible. By the way, that game set back relief pitching 10 years.
It was bad.
Between the Yankees and the Braves, that was ugly.
No, look, the bullpen has been a disaster, but no more so than Saturday night.
You know what Larry was? And by the way, it's Brandon Gaudin's fault, next time we have Brandon on, in FanDuel, because they're talking about second-half stats for Michael Harris, second-half stats for Ozzie, how good the Braves are. Okay, prove it to me, because I don't see it happening. Historically, yes. But unfortunately, even in 22 and 23... and even making the run 24, you still didn't have enough pitching to do anything in the postseason anyway.
Bullpen, by the way, ERA, they're 15th in the league in ERA. Starting pitching, 16th in the league. And it's not going to get any better because you just don't have guys to bring those numbers down
consistently.
But, yeah, the bullpen was a complete wreck on Saturday night. Ozuna, by the way, what has he hit, Mike? Last 60 games before the break. So this is how you judge him because you can't judge him for three games where he went 0-4 yesterday. 217, 8 home runs, 59 strikeouts.
Oof.
He says the hip has been fine. He just lost his timing. That's what he said.
I mean, plausible. I mean, I don't know if other teams are going to buy that. But, yeah, he's batting 139 for the month of July.
Yeah. So, for everyone, it's like, oh, Ozuna's played well. He did. He carried us for the first 3 months.
Hell, he carried us for 2 years.
And now he's not. And so, I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll see. 404-726-0929. And we're just talking about all the scenarios, guys, because this is the reality. Any of this could happen before the trade deadline. You don't have to wait to the deadline.
Right.
You could do this between now and the 31st. But as you take in and you listen to different teams and what their needs are and how you want to approach next season, right, what do you want to do? How do you want this to look? And if you feel like the plan, Mike, next season is, look, Drake's not going to play catcher every day, but he's going to be in this lineup as our DH. Okay, well, that answers one question.
Right.
What other questions do you have? And then how much of the control as far as salary goes that you have over these other guys that you feel like it is cheaper to keep her, sorry, then move on from them and go get some other bum that you guys feel like is going to take their place and right. We're going to be so much better for it.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was joking around about the hitting instructor. I mean, they got to evaluate every aspect of this team.
Absolutely.
I mean, Snicker is technically a lame duck. He doesn't have a contract after this year. Nobody's talked about that. You know, Grant, when I brought it up a few months ago, I was just under the impression that this is going to be Snicker's last hurrah. I would imagine sometime in the next few weeks, don't you feel somebody's going to say something about Snicker? I mean, you tell me they're going to just let it play out and that'll be it? He'll wander off in the sunset?
Look, I think that part of it, you can wait to the end of the season. Do you guys think Snicker's going to want a big send-off or something?
That's not his style.
No, I don't think that's what he wants. So I think you can wait till the end of the year, Mike, to make that announcement if that's what's going to happen. Well, hell, who knows? Maybe behind closed doors, Snicker's like, this ain't our year, but I want to come back and make one more run at it. I don't know. But we're going to find that out, too. I'm with you. They need to evaluate everybody. Everybody needs to be evaluated. All right, man, we're talking about the Braves coming off that Yankee series, which, again, we lost. And Saturday night was just – that was a kick in the blank.
And I tweeted after the game on Sunday, which was also frustrating. I'm going around Carl's laughing during the break, so I'm going round and round with the listener. The only city I've ever lived in where people basically will defend the baseball team not doing everything in their power to try to win a championship. And not this year, because as we said, this year speaks for itself. But I'm talking about the previous years, because I'm of the opinion, and I might be wrong on this, but I've always felt that they don't give Alex Carl enough money to do what he needs to do. And what's more money? No, not the Yankees, not the Mets. It's Philly. Philly's market 5, we're market 7. They spent $70 more. That's, to me, Carl, that's the money which is frontline pitching, which allow you to absorb the hits you took this year, with Sale being out until God knows when. Same goes for Schwellenbach. I mean, this is just, you know, you lost Smith-Shawver for the season. Every year, even the year you won this World Series, you don't have enough money. And the guy's like, what's your point? My point is, why are we fans? Why have we rooted for this team that did not basically put more money back into it like they should have? Yeah, signing these guys for deals like Strider and Harris, but that's pennies on the dollar compared to what other teams are doing. Those are great deals, and you got salary control, but where's the money for the pitching you need that we've needed every year? 23, Carl, that year. 22, going to the NLDS with 2.5 arms. So I'll defend Alex's. I don't think Alex ever gets all the full financial support that he should be from this organization.
Want to hear from you guys. Coming up, Mark Slaff's going to join us. We're going to talk NFL because it's camp week, guys. 4th-and-1 is coming up. Also, we'll get to some yeah, man, no, man. But when we come back, they say they're working on it. I don't believe them. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.